This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Moody's is not in a good mood when it comes to U.S. debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The rating agency Moody's says it will review the U.S. government's credit score, our bond rating, which is currently at the highest possible level, AAA. The review, Moody's says, is because of growing uncertainty about whether the U.S. will raise the debt ceiling and avoid a default. Marketplace's David Gura joins us now live from Washington with the latest. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, David, how serious is this warning of a possible downgrade?
Well, it's potentially very serious if it ends up leading to a downgrade. One analyst I spoke to said that could be potentially seismic. Now, sometimes we hear about bonds downgraded in other places to junk level. I should say we're not anywhere near that, but if Moody's downgraded the U.S. even one level, to say AA, interest rates would start to go up immediately. I talked to Jan Randolph. He's with IHS Global Insight in London and specializes in economic risk. He told me there would be a cascade effect of rising borrowing costs.
Starting with the state itself, moving down into the banking system and the corporate world, and even at the household level. In other words, the entire edifice of interest rates will start to creep up.
So in other words, the U.S. government would pay more, banks would pay more, companies would pay more to buy stuff, and people would have to pay more, Jeremy, to buy homes or cars.
And David, the debt talks continue today. There was this news yesterday about a presidential walkout after some frustration in the talks. Is this Moody's warning likely to change the dynamic?
Risk analysts I spoke to said this may be a warning shot for politicians. I should say there was a warning like this in the mid-90s before the U.S. government shut down. When Moody's made this announcement, it said the driving factor behind its decision wasn't the debt or the deficit. It's this uncertainty about what will happen over these next few weeks.
Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. David, thanks.
Thanks.
Well, if there are big cuts in the federal deficit, either now or in the future, would you feel them? We're going to talk about that with Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Chris, how dependent are Americans en masse when it comes to government support?
Well, Jeremy, the era of big government, it isn't over. I mean, about 20% of our income last year came from government benefits. That's up from 14% before the recession hit. So that's things like jobless benefits, food stamps, children's health insurance, Medicaid, housing assistance. So a lot of Americans are very dependent on this government spending.
And what about people like you and me who have jobs? We are not getting jobless benefits. And frankly, when I look over the course of the things that I do in my life, I don't really see a whole lot of government support. But am I wrong about that?
Well, maybe you need a new pair of glasses, or maybe you should look a little more closely, because, you know, things that I mentioned like jobless benefits, let's call that the visible state. I mean, you see the government action, but there's also this thing, it's a wonderful term from a Cornell University scholar, Suzanne Mettler, called the submerged state. And there's all this social spending that's encouraged through the tax code. Just pick the two biggest, the exclusion from taxes of what the employer contributes to your medical insurance. Mm. And the other big one is, of course, the mortgage interest deduction. So there's a lot of good social spending that's encouraged through the tax code, but it affects all of us.
Well, if the government is about to make big cuts, whether it be in the next couple of months or down the road a bit further, do you think that most Americans will feel that?
Jeremy, here's the fact of the matter. This is the takeaway point. There is no painless way to reduce the deficit and the debt. It will affect everybody. It will affect them in terms of their housing, in terms of their medical care, in terms of their jobless benefits.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly lower in overseas trading this morning as we await the start of bank earnings season. JP Morgan will report in about an hour, and analysts are going to be watching to see how much the bank expects to lend to consumers and businesses for the remainder of this year. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 44 points, closed at 12,491.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Congress will be looking into internet privacy today. It's become a big issue as online sites, including Facebook and Google, have made a business out of mining user data for ad revenue. But Marketplace's Steve Henn reports on a new study that finds consumers are willing to pay more for online products if they know their privacy is being protected.
Most academic studies in the past found people really are not willing to pay more money to protect their privacy online. But this one was different. Lori Craner at Carnegie Mellon was one of the authors.
Well, we set it up so that people did a search with a search engine that looked very much like a Google search engine. And when they got their search results, we annotated the search results with a privacy meter. And so you could see at a glance which sites had high privacy, medium privacy, low privacy.
And you could also see at a glance what the prices were.
Yes.
Turns out when it's that easy, folks are willing to pay more at a website that protects privacy. And it doesn't matter what they're shopping for.
We did a follow-up study where we actually had people shop for a set of batteries and then also something much more privacy-sensitive. And we found that for the privacy-sensitive item, they were actually willing to pay a little bit more.
That item's so privacy-sensitive, I get the feeling you're reluctant to actually say what it was.
I can tell you.
But I can't broadcast it. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And finally, to Texas, where residents have just discovered that a New York City restaurant has named a sandwich for them. It's called Deep in the Heart Attack of Texas. It's chicken fried steak covered with gravy and macaroni and cheese smashed in between two buttery pieces of Texas toast. Sounds pretty good, huh? Well, not to all Texans, including one reader of the Houston Press. He says the sandwich is far too small to be associated with Texas, but he continues, they do love their dinky portions up there. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Note to U.S. companies that want to crack the China market. Here's a profile of your target customer from one of the most successful companies in that country.
You know, a lot of these are migrants. They'll move from these cities, striking it big. They've got their college education, and it's kind of empowering. And so we're trying to capture that in terms of how we are positioning Chevrolet.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Business 101, How to Get China Right. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.